Texas marks third anniversary of Operation Lone Star. Texas border business. Austin, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 503,800 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 40,400 criminal arrests, with more than 36,100 felony charges. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 469 million lethal doses of fentanyl during this border mission. Texas has also transported over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 39,100 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 32,200 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,400 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 16,600 migrants to Denver since May 18, over 1,500 migrants to Los Angeles since June 14. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott's statement on President Biden's 2024 State of the Union. Governor Abbott last night issued a statement following President Joe Biden's State of the Union address. In his statement, the governor highlighted the fact that Texas has stepped up and done President Biden's job to secure the border for 3 years. President Biden's State of the Union tonight was nothing short of a dog and pony show to convince the American people that his administration is keeping America safe and secure, reads the statement. Yesterday marked the 3-year anniversary since I launched Operation Lone Star to defend our state, and our nation, from the historic influx of illegal immigration, criminals, and deadly drugs like fentanyl pouring across our southern border. Until President Biden steps up and does his job as Commander-in-Chief to secure the border, Texas will hold the line and use every tool and strategy to keep our country safe. Read the governor's full statement. Governor Abbott highlights third anniversary of Operation Lone Star. On Wednesday, Governor Abbott highlighted the third anniversary of Operation Lone Star and Texas's continued efforts to hold the line amid President Biden's border crisis. Watch. Governor Abbott talks Operation Lone Star mission on 60 Minutes. Governor Abbott recently joined 60 Minutes for an interview at Shelby Park in Eagle Pass to discuss Texas's historic Operation Lone Star border security mission. During the interview, the governor explained his authority and decision to step in to secure Shelby Park. First, as governor of the state of Texas, I have the authority to control ingress and egress to any land in the state of Texas, said Governor Abbott. For another, this land we're on right now was used by the federal government to further illegal activity, and I wanted to put a stop to it. Watch. DPS marks third anniversary supporting Operation Lone Star mission. 3 years ago, DPS answered the call to support Governor Abbott's Operation Lone Star to stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas from Mexico and thwart transnational criminal activity between the ports of entry. DPS provides a look at what troopers have done since Operation Lone Star's launch in March 2021. Watch, 60 Minutes ride along with DPS trooper patrolling Operation Lone Star. 60 Minutes correspondent Cecilia Vega recently went on a ride along with DPS Trooper Jacqueline Gooding, who is stationed along the border. During the ride along, Trooper Gooding detailed what sticks out the most to her after she spends her day patrolling for human smuggling in addition to traditional highway patrol duties, like monitoring traffic violations, working crashes, and looking for intoxicated drivers. I think, just in general, seeing that these individuals, especially children that have no choice in the matter, are thought of as a commodity, said Trooper Gooding. Their safety and their well-being really aren't a concern. It's just about money to these cartels and gangs that are over these organizations. Watch. DPS arrests human smuggler after foot chase in Kinney County. A DPS trooper conducting a traffic stop in Kinney County had to pursue a human smuggler on foot after he bailed out and ran. The driver, from Colorado, is now facing charges of smuggling of persons and evading arrest. He admitted to smuggling 6 illegal immigrants. 2 were apprehended and referred to Border Patrol. Watch. Human smuggler leads DPS on high-speed pursuit in Hidalgo County. A human smuggler led DPS troopers on a high-speed pursuit, reaching speeds of up to 110 miles per hour, in Hidalgo County. The driver, an illegal immigrant from Mexico, was finally stopped after troopers used a pit maneuver to disable the vehicle's tires. The driver then drove through a ranch fence and bailed out. The driver was eventually arrested and charged with evading arrest and smuggling of persons. 2 illegal immigrants were referred to Border Patrol. Watch. Texas National Guard strengthens border security in Brownsville. Under Operation Lone Star, Texas National Guard soldiers continue to boost and strengthen border security efforts in Brownsville and along the Texas-Mexico border. Through combined border security tools and strategies such as anti-climb barriers, ACBs, and airboat training, Texas is reinforcing effective measures to deter and repel illegal crossings. Warrant Officer Lynn Alvord, Watercraft Technician Officer in Charge, conducts airboat training classes for members of the Texas National Guard near Brownsville. Warrant Officer Alvord teaches guardsmen how to effectively operate and maintain airboats supporting Operation Lone Star along the Rio Grande River. "Today, we're training the National Guard on how to operate airboats safely," said Warrant Officer Alvord. "We're trying to set them up for success on the border mission. It's 138 hours of classroom and hands-on operation, so it's about 2.5 weeks straight through.